This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, August 10th. God's word to you today is Quality Check. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 5, verses 3 and 4, and it says, "Now you people of Jerusalem and Judah, you judge between me and my vineyard. What more could I have done for my vineyard that I have not already done? When I expected sweet grapes, why did my vineyard give me bitter grapes?" The fourth Mara I have been asked to address, interestingly, is the Mara of God. Can God have a Mara situation? Apparently he can. He shows us in his word in Isaiah 5 verses 1 and 2, which says, "Now I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a rich and fertile hill. He plowed the land, cleared its stones, and planted it with the best vines. In the middle, he built a watchtower and carved a winepress in the nearby rocks. Then he waited for a harvest of sweet grapes, but the grapes that grew were bitter." Can you sense God's pain in this scripture? Like the vineyard, God's question to some people today is, why are you giving him wild grapes when he has tended you, put walls around you, shielded you, and fertilized your ground? Heaven set up a watchtower, but when it was time for God to harvest sweetness, you gave him a bitter harvest. God wants to know why. From the scripture, we see that God is speaking about the people he loves. There is an expectation on your life to produce fruit for God. It is possible that you were previously unaware, but now you know. There is an expectation on our lives to produce fruit for God, and guess what? God is not expecting just any fruit. He is not expecting wild fruit. He is not expecting bitter fruit. God is expecting sweet fruit. For every life that has not been producing sweet fruit and is listening to this today, I pray that when God checks and tastes the fruit of your life beginning from today, it will be sweet to him in Jesus' name. Say amen. Wild grapes are grapes that are untamable. Wild grapes are grapes that God cannot depend on. Wild grapes are grapes that set God's teeth on edge instead of blessing his heart. I want you to confront yourself with this question. What fruit is my life producing? What am I actually doing for God? If you are not doing anything for God, I want to challenge you to plunge in right now. If you are currently serving or doing things for God, I want you to examine the fruit of what you are doing. For instance, someone who serves as the praise leader in his life group is bearing fruit. However, if whenever he shows up, there is confusion and contention, such fruit will most likely be sour. It is time to evaluate your life. It is time to evaluate your fruit. I pray that beginning from today, in every life in God's favorite house, when God checks for fruit, he will find sweet grapes in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I ask for your mercy for every time my fruit has set your teeth on edge. From now onwards, my fruit will sweeten and bless God's heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.